Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you, I surrender to you, I give my life to you, everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future, yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, everything I have, everything. Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Glorify his name. I love to glorify the name of the Lord. I love to glorify His name. Help me to glorify His name. Help me to glorify His name. Glorify His name. Help me to glorify the name of the Lord. Help me to glorify His name. We need to glorify His name. We need to glorify His name. We need to glorify His name. Glorify His name. We need to glorify the name of the Lord. We need to glorify His name. I love to glorify His name. I love to glorify His name. I love to glorify His name. Glorify His name. I love to glorify the name of the Lord. I love to glorify His name. Can we say praise the Lord? Can we say praise the Lord? Because we come for no other purpose but to lift up the name of the Lord. Amen. Those you out in radio land, if you're listening for some other purpose, well, I'm telling you, you're at the wrong station or the wrong time. Amen. Because here in this house of prayer, we come to praise Him. We come to give Him glory. We come to magnify His name. We come to worship Him. Amen. So I don't know, that songwriter wrote the song and said, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to what? Praise the Lord. I come to what? Lift Him up. I come to what? Give Him glory. I come to what? Sing and shout. I don't know what you come to do, saints of the Most High God, hey, but I come to praise Him. Hey, I come to magnify Him. Oh, praise the Lord today. Hey, somebody gonna help me today. Oh, praise the Lord today. For He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. We thank God for His loving kindness and His tender mercy. We want a prayer, the prayer of faith. Those of you out in radio land, no matter what you're going through, I want you to know that God is the answer. No matter what seems that the state that the world is in, God is yet God, and He's still in control. So in these times, if there ever was a time to pray, it's right now. So let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, we come to You right now. Yes, Lord, You said in all things that we ought to bring it to You, bring it to the altar, and leave it there. You said, Lord, in all things that we ought to give thanks and praise You. So right now, Lord, no matter what our circumstances are, right now, Lord, no matter how our body feels, right now, Lord, no matter the location, we give You praise today. We give You glory today. Lord, we ask You to come on in the service. Touch right now. Somebody need a touch today. Yes, Lord, send out Your healing virtue. Somebody needs to be healed. Oh, glory to God. We know You to be a healer. Oh, Jesus, somebody needs to be delivered. Send on the spirit of deliverance in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I help today. Jesus, I'll waymaker today. Somebody needs to tell the Lord, yes, Lord, yes, to Your will. Yes, I'll obey. Somebody needs to surrender today. Oh, Jesus, come to more, Lord. Come to more, Lord. In the radio land, You know, Lord, what needs to happen. Jesus, Jesus, send out Your spirit all over the radio land. Send Your heel lifted touch. Yes, Lord, You know everyone. Name by name, you know everyone, issue by issue, you know everyone, location by location, because you're God, all-seeing God, all-knowing God, all-power God. Come on in, Jesus. Send on your word from on high. Yes, Lord, I'm your oracle. Speak the word, Lord. Yes, Lord, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, there's power in the name. There's power in the name. Yes, Lord, we know, we know, we know that even demons tremble at the sound of your name. So that, Lord, we are not afraid to call your name. Jesus, we need you right now. Jesus, we need you. Don't hire, yes, son of a woman. Send on the word on down in the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll be careful. We'll be careful to give you the praise. We'll be careful to give you the glory and honor. Hear that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Lift that top over high. Thank you. Hey, yes, Lord. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, hey. Lord, that is under the high. I'm going to use for a topic. If you can say it with me, return to sender. Yes, yes, yes. And those of you on radio land that need to get your scriptures out, because I have quite a few scriptures, but I'm going to tell you ahead of time. So first scripture is Proverbs 3 and 5. Proverbs 3 and 5. The next scripture is 2 Corinthians 4 and 8. The next scripture is John 16 and 3. John 16 and 13, I'm sorry. The next scripture is Isaiah 41 and 10. The next scripture is 2 Corinthians 4 and 17. The next scripture is 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. The next scripture is John 4 and 18. I will repeat this. I know I'm going rather fast. The next one is 1 Corinthians 6 and 18. And the next one is 1 Corinthians 14 and 33. And then the next scripture is 2 Corinthians 12 and 20. And then the next scripture of Joshua 1 and 5, verse 6, 16 through 19. And then the last scripture is James 4 and 7. I will say those again because I know you may be coming for a preaching, but this is a teaching message, amen. It says Proverbs, because everything can't be hallelujah all the time. Proverbs 3 and 5 were the first scriptures that I gave. 2 Corinthians 4 and 8 was the next scripture I gave. John 16 and 3 was the next scripture. Isaiah 41 and 10 is the next scripture. 2 Corinthians 4 and 17 was the next scripture. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 was the next scripture. 1 John 4 and 18 was the next scripture. And the next, and then there was 1 Corinthians 6 and 18. 1 Corinthians 14 and 33. 2 Corinthians 12 and 20. Joshua 1 and 5. Proverbs 6, 16 and 19. And last scripture is James 4 and 7. Amen. I'm giving all those to you because in case I can't get to all of them at a time and we're trying to go through, then we can have readers that can get there before me. If you get there before me, then you stand up and read. Amen. 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 We're trying to work that the Lord give us to work. I looked up, you know, in today's technology, we have technology at our hands, and we can have things and search. I often do that. And I asked Google.com about what does return to sender mean? Amen. And someone had put that earlier reply and said to this question, if I do return the good to sender, do the sender send it back out again, or can I ask for a refund? Unquote. And you think about that, I know that in our lives, I'm sure that we have received things in our lives via a gift or a purchase that we either took or sent back to the merchant. Amen? when we took it back and we sent it back, there were some expectations. We didn't just do it just to be doing it because we didn't like the item. We had some expectations of what would happen once we returned it. Amen. We either expected a change of an item for another item, or we expected a refund of our money. Amen. But I want you to understand that when we have things that come to us via shipment in the mail, there are all kinds of things that come in the mailbox. Amen. There are good packages. There are junk mails. Amen. There are all kinds of things. And when the junk mail comes in, you know, we consider it to be junk. Amen. We thank God because whatever's gone on, the devil is a lie. Amen. So we thank God because we understand that the difference about mailboxes is, hey, there is an external mailbox, which is the physical. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then, hallelujah, thank the Lord for Sister Williams. Amen. There is an external mailbox, whether it is attached to your home or in a central location, we have mailboxes. Amen. Some of us even have email boxes as well, amen? So in both cases, we receive lots of junk mail in them, amen? And I'm telling you, some of us wonder, how did the sender even obtain our information, amen? Some junk mail in our email boxes require us to do some other things to unsubscribe to something you didn't even subscribe to in the first place, amen? This is annoying and an intrusion into our lives, amen. Nevertheless, we continue to receive the junk mail, amen. For Sister Williams, my subject is return to sender. But you know what? I want you to understand now, what do you do with the junk mail is the question. What you do with it is all up to you. Because your choice, you can either throw it in the garbage, amen. You can write down, return to sender on it, and put it back on the top of your mailbox for the mailman to take it away. Amen. You can return to sender via email by unsubscribing to them or ask them to remove your information. Amen. Or you can pass on, as we often do, our junk mail to somebody else. Amen. We just want to get rid of it. Amen. But our internal mailbox is our mind. Amen. I don't know if we ever think about that our mind is a mailbox, but I want you to know that there is a postman for our mind, and his name is the devil. Amen. Satan, the devil, tries to deliver you junk mail, and let me tell you about the junk mail, what it's called. He tries to deliver a junk mail named negative thoughts. Amen. He tries to deliver junk mail called despair. Amen. He tries to deliver junk mail called gloom and doom, amen. He tries to deliver junk mail called depression, amen. He even tries to deliver junk mail called sickness, amen. Oh, somebody don't hear me. He even delivers junk mail called hopelessness, amen. Sometimes he delivers mail called fear, amen. He delivers mail called lust of the flesh, amen. He delivers mail called confusement, amen. He delivers mail called backbiting, amen. And he even delivers mail called loneliness. Also, he delivers mail called discord, amen. But I got something for you, though. But see, you are a liar, amen. So when those things come to you called negative thoughts, let's go to Proverbs 3 and 5. Because you got some energy here. You got power. The enemy, amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Amen. So therefore, when you have negative thoughts come in your mind, you all, by the Bible says, don't lean to, tells the right then and there that we need to what? Trust in the Lord. So you can tell the devil you is a lie because I am trusting the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to hear what you're saying and what you're trying to be. The Bible tells me that I can lean and look to the Lord with all my heart, and then he'll take care of all your negative email that you're trying to send me, amen? Then when it comes to despair, 2 Corinthians 4 and 8, amen, We see, we have some energy, some words to tell the devil, yes?
We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair.
All right. So when you don't even understand what's going on, it's still all right, amen? Because I don't want you to be upset about the things that's going on. I want you to get all caught up when the devil lets you see and hear in, with your eyes and your ears and trying to make you think that there is something for you to get upset about. Because, see, the word of God says that we can know that he is there for us, that we have somebody that's going to fight for us, that we have somebody that can come in and take whatever kind of despair in our life and turn it all around. And we got to understand that, we are God's children, and no matter what junk mail the devil sends to you, you've got a response for the junk mail to say, return the sender, amen? When it comes down to gloom and doom, see, the devil tries to make whatever picture that you see outlook look like it's all bad, look like no matter which way you turn and look to, that it is all bad. But I'm here to tell you, God has a word for those thoughts, those junk mail, because the devil wants you to get off track, amen, reader.
He will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
All right, so now here you are. You having a pity party because you're looking at those eyes, you're looking through tainted glasses, but the Bible here to tell you about that. That's the wrong glare, that's the wrong look, because Jesus has a way to look past your tainted eyes. Some of us wear deep, dark glasses, and it's so dark that our view becomes obscured. It becomes, you know, it becomes blind because it's so dark. But what the Bible letting us know that you need to come out and with a different frame of mind, a different eyesight, that you can rebuke the devil when he wants to cloud it out and said that there is nothing but doom. Everything on the TV is gloom. Everything on the newspaper is gloom. Everything in the internet is all about gloom, and that we're all doomed. But God says not so. Not so. And it is because sometimes if we fear, we see all this doom and gloom, perceived doom and gloom, we come and be into a state of depression because everything we see is in the negative light, because that's the trick of the enemy. But I want you to know there's an answer for depression, reader.
Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy.
So that's because you feel that it's not happening like you want it to happen, and you get depressed because, Lord, all I see is every time I look at something, it don't work out like I want it to work out. Every time I try to make one step forward, I get one step back. Every time I look at the TV, it just tells me that there's people out there seem to be losing their mind. Oh, God, I just don't know where to turn with. I'm so depressed about everything I see, and I'm so depressed in my mind. Because I feel that I cannot do anything but be in this state of mind. The Lord tells us that you know what he would teach you and lead you and guide you. Even when things look like there is no end, he will tell you how to come out. He'll tell you how to have joy. He'll tell you how to state of mind. Just read these scriptures and tell the devil he is a what? He is a life, and there's no what in him. No truth in him. Read the scriptures back to him. Amen. Read it. For sickness, there's an answer.
For our life affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory.
See, sometimes in this earth, we have to go through something. Amen. Sometimes our body had to be afflicted because that's what the devil sends. But I want you to know here that says, I don't care how much you're struggling. If thinking about it, you're in sickness. It's just but a what light thing, a small thing that you had to go through. And when you go through sickness, it's not to make you weak. older, stronger. See, I didn't think I could go through that test. I didn't think I could overcome that. But then you get a testimony, because for every test we understand there is a, if you didn't go through sickness, how would you know that he could heal you? Amen. If everything was all hallelujah, hallelujah, then what would it be? Boring. But we got to have some ups and downs. We got to go through something in order to what? Be something. All right, but then we stand sick, I'm depressed. Oh, Lord, I just don't see any purpose for living. I'm just disgusted. I'm just depressed. I'm so stressed out, I don't see any hope. Hey, the devil is a lie, because the scripture says, according to 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, there is an answer for hopelessness.
No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it.
So, in other words, no matter what test you go through, no matter how hard it seems like, no matter how the difficult task may be at hand, like you never ever thought you could go through something, you got to remember you are somebody, and the Lord will not put no more on you than you can what? I don't care how heavy the load is. God said, I will not put no more on you than you can bear. So the spirit of hopelessness, you can tell the devil he is a lie. Because the scripture says, I have a way out, that the Lord not going to put more on me than I can bear. So whatever I'm going through, I'm going to go through it, because if I keep going through it, I keep seeking the Lord, he's going to show me that there is an end to this. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, that they say that he will give me strength so that my load won't seem so heavy to bear. When I look up and read the scripture to you and I defeat this junk mail you keep putting in my hearing, then I resist you. You going to take back this jump mail and back to the hell from which it comes, because the word of God says there is a way out. All right, then you say, well, now we are so fearful these days. We are fear to look at one another. We are fear of our own people because they have no fear. So then the saints of God become fearful. Why do we have fear? Who are you afraid of when God is on your side? All right, read what it says about fear.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
So in other words, fear is the devil wants to put that spirit which torments you, us. Why should we be in torment when all we got to do is what? Love. No matter what going on, no matter what people do to us, we got to what? Love them. We don't have to like their actions, but we got to love them. And the minute that you start loving, then that fear will leave you, because, I mean, if God be for you, who can be against you? There's no reason to have fear. No reason to fear walking down the street, because, see, God will give you common sense. What to do, who to avoid, where to go. You know, even though the God was working with you, he gave you some five senses, and God will reveal to you how to use them. You know you don't have no business out in some back alley somewhere, and you by yourself. Now, come on now. That's not using the common sense that God gave you. Amen? So you're not supposed to have fear, but let's not put yourself in a situation that you have to then, oh, pray to God, because you did that. You didn't listen to the Holy Spirit when it told you, make that left, but you made that right. Now you're in a situation and you are fearful. When God says you didn't have to do it, that show love and compassion, and if you love him, you would have kept that spirit which told you to go left instead of going right. Amen? Now we have the problem of the spirit says, you human. I know you're human, so I'm going to go back and pick up that lust of the flesh. I'm going to get the flesh involved since you're not going to hear me. I'm going to put that flesh to rise up. So in your mind, I've already put that in your mind, but now I'm going to make the flesh react to your mind. Amen. But the devil is a lie, but something else. Amen. Reader.
Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body.
Now you think about this. We got all kind of things going on in the world. Amen. All kind of sickness, all kind of disease, and some of that is of our own making. Amen. Because if you were saved, sanctified, and followed the commandments that the Lord gave you, you wouldn't be engaging in those things, would put yourself at risk. Amen? So when are we yet human? We're yet able to, you know, have those feelings. Amen? But you better be able to tell the devil that he is the author of lies, that I am not going there. I like the man that came up with the song that talks about, shall I satisfy my flesh or should I believe and do what the Bible says? He was determined not to satisfy his flesh because satisfy his flesh was a sin. And if the Lord was to call him home right when he satisfied his flesh, he will be burnt up because of satisfying his flesh. He chose to obey the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Then we have all the time, if you look all around, there's confusion in the land. And the devil loves to cause confusion among the saints. Amen. So when the spirit comes up to you that wants to cause you to cause confusion or to make you perceive someone else has caused confusion, when the spirit of confusion comes, you have sent that enemy and send that junk, that email junk out of your mind, return back to hell from which it cometh. Amen, reader.
For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints.
So therefore, if you know that confusion is going on, and the devil's trying to put you in the middle of, the author of, part of confusion, what? God is not in it. I don't care why the devil tried to present it. God is what? Not in it. So you use the scripture to send that junk mail where? Back to sender. Then we're talking about as we're going down there backbiting. Now we saw we don't went. We got confusion going on. Got backbiting going on. All of these are tools of the enemy's will to tear up the church. Amen. Tear up the saints. That's what all this is about. Reader.
For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish. Lest there be contentious, jealousness, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, backbiting, whispering, conceit, and turmoil.
Amen. Now, you know what they always told me? See, you don't be upset when somebody else gets something and you didn't get it. Amen? Because you know if you be careful about asking for stuff, because you don't know what that person has been through in order to get that. Amen? So now if you're jealous about that, then see, you may be jealous about how the God rewarded them, but you may not want to go through the trials and tribulations to go to avoid that blessing. Amen. Be careful about that. When we see, we ought to rejoice in that. Amen. So when that spirit comes that we'll be backbiting and murmuring against it, rebuke the devil with the scripture. Tell him, I'll resend back that junk mail. I'll send it back to you. But then sometimes, you know, we feel like we're the only one saved. We have no friends in the world. We're just going through this all by ourselves. And we get let the devil allow us to trick us by sending junk mail called loneliness. When we know better. Reader.
No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life as I was with Moses. So I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you.
Amen. Did the Lord say he was going anywhere? Did the Lord tell you when the devil wants to come, you all here all by yourself? Oh, nobody don't care about you. Nobody don't come to see about you. They don't call you on the phone. But what did the Lord say? I will never what? Or leave you. The songwriter wrote a song that said, never alone. You know that God is God all by himself. He's all-seeing, all-knowing. He's Alpha and Omega. So when you feel that the spirit of loneliness is in your mailbox, you know that that's a junk mail, and you need to read the scripture and send it back to the sender. Amen? And then we have the part, we have discord. Now, everything could be going on right in the service. Everything could be going on in the spiritual life. And then the devil will let some of that junk mail maybe come into one or two people. And it's just enough just to keep stuff going. And everything was going all smooth. And all of a sudden, it's a junk mail come in. And it comes with a virus, because when discord comes in one person, it spreads like poison. And all of a sudden, now you have this poison virus email. You know, when you get a virus, it's hard to clean. Amen. Those of you who have computers, you know, when you get a virus attached to that email, you wish you never have opened it up. So rather than when you recognize the spirit of discord, you need to read this verse so you can return it to sender. Don't even open it up. Read that.
These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift and running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brothers.
So now that I've talked about the virus, and we know why it's a virus, because the Lord said about he what? He hates these things. Amen. So when you see and you recognize that junk mail in your box, it's better that you not even open it to hit return to sender. Just start reading this verse and return it. Because if you open it, sure enough, as you open it, it is a virus and it becomes contagious. And it can not only would it disrupt, it can destroy. Amen. Now, I get to my close. How return the junk mail back to the sender? I know some of you are glad I'm coming to a close, amen. But you got to pull out your power, amen. We got the power to make this go away. You know, I don't like what you had to do, and sometimes when it comes in the email, you got to do all these things, you know, to unsubscribe and hit this button, and it takes you to the next page. But I want you to know, this is what it will do with all email, all junk mail, rather, send it back. If you read James 4 and 7,
therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
All right. So, the thing of it is, if you submit yourself to the devil, what? Is it to the devil? If you submit yourself to God, and what? Resist the devil, he will do what? Flee from you. So, all that email that is junk email, all you got to do is submit yourself to God. That means stay prayed up. That means fasted, so that you can be able to recognize when the devil is coming and sending you junk mail, and you know how to resist and send it back. But you know what? I tell you one word that'll help you with that. All you got to call is J-E-S-U-S. Say that when the devil's arising. All you got to do is just call his name. Because by saying his name, the Bible tells us that the very sound of his name, demons tremble. So here's the thing, the question. If you haven't completely and fully submitted yourself to the Lord, then today is your day. Because see, it says submit yourself. Because if you haven't submitted yourself, the devil keeps coming at you. How are you going to send it back to sender? You got to submit yourself.